They hurried off to join the others, the lantern casting a pool of light around the rough-hewn tunnel as they went. The passage took a sharp bend after a while. That was where they came upon Jiddle and Jinty, sitting in a huddle with the little ones. Tura reproved the Wither Spike Hogs.
"What in the name of fur and fancies are you thinking of? Sitting about like moles at a meeting. We're supposed to be blooming well escaping."
Jinty indicated the babes, some of who were curled up slumbering soundly.
"It ain't our fault. It's these little ones. They're tired. Some can't go any further without rest."
Tura lifted the mouse babe Diggler up onto her back.
"Well, we can't stop here. We'll just have to carry him. You two take one apiece. Me and Midda will take another two. The rest look fit enough to go on."
Midda heaved one of the hare babes onto her shoulders, jollying the rest along with a cheery comment.
"You lot are all big beasts now. You don't need carrying, do you?"
The remaining babes all voiced their various opinions.
"Grr, I'm terrible angry.
And I'd be thirsty too. Give me a drink, Midda."
A vole babe set them all off with their impassioned wails. Immediately, the tunnel echoed to the cries of homesick babes wanting mothers, fathers and grandkin. Midda decided the only way to be kind was to take a firm stand and suffer no nonsense. Holding up her lantern, she set off down the tunnel with the hare babe Bertha on her back, calling to the others.
"You best follow me then, cos you won't get mammies, daddies, victuals or drinks by sitting there crying. Ain't that right, Tura?"
The squirrel maid set off after her, assuring the babes.
"Aye, that's right enough. You come with us and soon you'll get everything. Victuals, kinbies, the lot."
Once Jiddle had picked up the remaining lantern and followed Midda, the rest scrambled to join them. No beast wanted to be left alone in a darkened tunnel. However, it did not take long before the questions started. Little ones being what they were, both Midda and Tura did their best to answer.
"When do I see my mummy?"
"Oh, it won't be long now. Just keep going."
"What sort of victuals bees or sons are going to get?"
Nice victuals, I imagine. Only the best."
"Do we get apple pudding?"
"Aye, lots of apple pudding."
"With honey on and medi cream."
"As much as you like. An arrowroot sauce, nice and hot."
"Yuck, I not like arrowroot sauce. Not nice."
"Then you don't have to have it. Catch up now."
"Grr, what am we and bees a-drinking, marm?"
Tura stifled an anguished groan.
"Oh, what do you like to drink, eh?"
Mouse babe Diggler, from his perch on the squirrel maid's back, shouted aloud into her ear.
"Strawberry fizz, that's what us likes."
Tura clapped a paw to her ear.
"Right, strawberry fizz it is."
The babe set up a rousing cheer. Apparently, strawberry fizz was a firm favourite with little ones. They carried on along the tunnel until Tura suddenly halted. Midda bumped into her.
"What's up, mate? Why have you stopped?"
The splashing was audible underpour. Both lanterns were held up, revealing a flooded expanse lying ahead of them.